Paul a vantage Sterling?
Yeah, sort of. Just glad to bring the guys home on such an important game. But I think most of the credit has to go to the bowlers in the end. I think to chase down a total of 95 is just outstanding work from the fielding unit and the bowlers.
And you seemed a bit emotional there at the end. You were punching the air. I've never seen you sort of show. So, did it mean so much to you?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think as I said, I think it's one of the most important games that I've played in, certainly, to qualify for World Cup. And to be honest, it was a mixture of emotions from the last 2 weeks. Like, 2 weeks of hard work and like the schedule of the tournament, playing every day nearly, and just to get over that finish line, such a relief, and hopefully what we think we deserve. So yeah, it's just brilliant.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the bowlers, you get a few overs on yourself
there. Yeah, I thought I bowled well enough, but I think you have to give the credit to the guys up front, Boy, TJ, Max. They bowled outstandingly well, and I was lucky enough to bowl quite tight in the middle there, and unfortunately got hit for six off the last ball.
And I believe you had someone's had a word with you earlier in the week and just told you to play your natural game. Has that freedom to sort of play those shots paid dividends for you?
Yeah, I think it has. I think Simo's been very, very good with me over the last three or four years since I started with Ireland. And every time he has a chat with me, it seems to work. It happened before Pakistan last summer, and it happened before that when near my debut. So every time he's done well for me, and he's a very good coach.
And hopefully you'll be able to finish it off with a big innings against Afghanistan later on this evening.
Hopefully, yeah. It's a big match. We came here to win, and we've now got a chance to do that. So hopefully we'll show everyone what we're capable of again tonight.